So let's go into the keys. We're doing the 14th key, right?
Oh, we got work to do. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We digress.
Very good.
Yep.
All right, Bob, I'm going to read the angel portion. Virginia will read the English portion. Maybe, Carolyn, you can run in with the translation cheat notes.
Yeah, the cheat notes.
Nice.
Got it.
Okay.
Key notes for the blind. All right. The 14th key. Norami bagi pasbis oa dis trint merk ol thil dods tolham kazgo homin dis brin orok quar mikma bia iod a isro tox dis vim aevaltim zakar od zeram odo sisil qua zorg lab zirda noko Mad Hoth Ayada.
O you sons of fury, the daughters of the lust, which sit upon 24 seats, vexing all creatures of the earth with age, which have under you 1636. Behold, the voice of God, the promise of him which is called amongst you fire or extreme justice. Move and show yourselves. Open the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest.
And Ion said way back in the day about the 14th key, it's about the scope of the elders and how they apply, how it connects. You have connection from the lampstands to the elders. This key aligns those coverings. You effed up. You're out of whack. You don't know what you're doing. You need some help. You don't know what to do. You don't know where you are. You can't find yourself, and you're stuck like Chuck. This aligns the elders from the lampstands so they can find you. It's a divining key. 24 seeds, fire, or extreme justice. Scope of the elders and how they apply. Connection between the lampstands to the elders. Aligns those coverings. You're effed up, out of whack, and you're stuck. Aligns the elders from the lampstands so they can find you. A divining key. So some repetition, but I guess we must have had two translations on it.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah, two thousand.
So what this is, to what? What's Ian saying? To
both sides. There's not repetition. It's both sides. One is from the extreme justice theory, and the other side is the direction of what to do.
Right. So what I say this is, since... we had a few days, a delay was appropriate. What's going on among the elders right now? Impeachment! Impeach 45! See,
impeach
so perfect
45.
Timing.
Impeach 45. Yeah,
yeah, that's where we're seeing the confusion among the elders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And 24 seats is what they need to finish the impeachment, too, by the way, but that's a sidebar.
24 seats, what's that mean?
24 votes that it would take to act. So that's why she hasn't called a vote yet. If today she'd be 24 votes short for impeachment in the House.
In the House. In the House.
That she's votes. Got the votes, but she doesn't have all the votes. Everybody ain't on this vote. Because some of those people, if they vote for that, the regular normal people, the Jenny Bell people, the sovereign people, they would stomp their goddamn guts out. And they know it. So if they vote... with the shifty shift pencil neck shift, who's about to step out the door himself in disgrace. Don't worry about all that. If they voted for that, in that with Pelosi, it would be nasty, and they would be primaried immediately. So except for 24 votes, they would have already done this, and he'd already be impeached, and it would already be over. But it doesn't matter.
Are you talking about 24 Democrat seats?
Yes. No, we said 24 seats. We didn't say Democrat or Republican, but that's what she's short in the House.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that would be, what's the percentage they have to have? Some kind of two-thirds?
They have to have two-thirds. And they have enough Democrats to do it. But would all those Democrats vote with this except for 24? She's sure. Because let me tell you about Nancy Pelosi. If that bitch was sure, there'd be a vote already. It'd be over. This meal would be terminated.
Of course.
But she's not positive. And now she's saying, well, we don't need a vote because we're scared. We're like, okay.
Would you say we're scared?
Scared, Carol?
What are they scared of?
Scared. Not getting the votes. After all this
blah, blah, blah,
they didn't say, oh, we don't have a vote for it, so we stopped right here. Yeah, they'd have a normal nervous bust out.
So what is Biden doing? Is he trying to get out of the running and disappear?
No, he's stunned that he's actually been called on his shit, and his party's about to consume him like a fire.
It's over for him.
Close.
Right, but
Or Bernie with his myocardial infarction. He may not ever recover.
Right, but is Biden no like Obama and Mueller and the rest, Hillary, that he knows, oh, shit, I'm going to jail, I'm going to court? He knows that?
Okay, there's tiers and there's levels. And this key, we've got to get you back into working job,
yeah.
Which is about the keys. This is an example of the very thing that he's having to go through right now. The sons of fury, everybody's got a big old erection going on. The daughters of the lust, which sit upon the 24 seats. And that's vexing all the creatures of the earth with age. So basically, everybody's looking at this and going, this is ridiculous. What the hell, you people, you numbnut motherfuckers, what the hell are y'all doing? This is crazy talk, craziness, this is insanity. You can't get nothing, even if you had anything on it. It's going to the Senate, it's going to stop. You're just stirring up a bunch of crap and not doing anything you're supposed to do. Sons of fury and daughters of the lust. See, it's almost like a grudge lust that they're trying to undo or redo or repaint the glass ceiling from 2016. You see, the glass ceiling was broken. Now they're trying to put it back together because they let all the air out of the room in that process. Okay, we're not trying to make this about right here and now because this is a specific key that does specific things and it has to apply. But right now, because of the nom de plume of what's been prescribed here in this thing, whatever you call this thing, whatever this is called, we're not even sure because it doesn't recognize with anything and it's so silly it can't apply to anything and you can't know it. Go get Henry Kissinger. He'd giggle his way all the way to the seat. He is still alive, by the way. He could straighten some shit out. But at this point, it's like, come on, man. This is just too much sugar for a dime. And in their best argument, it doesn't apply to anything, which is the second part of the fire or extreme justice.
Right, right.
See, that's the flip side. Because they're not, if you notice, they're not asking for mercy. They're not saying, oh, I have sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God. And because I'm a sinner saved by grace, then I can help you with this now. They're not saying that. They're saying, he got to go. We're bad if we are, but we are better than he is. Well, that doesn't work, you see. Because everybody's got a job. Everybody's got money. Everybody's got a position. Everybody's doing all right. You ain't doing all right. It's your fault. You give every opportunity that could be an opportunity. At the state level, at the county level, at the level, even at the damn, what do you call those cities that let people stay? We don't even know how to say it. They're sanctuary. Even the sanctuary cities, you know, he's not even blowing them up. He's like, hey, if you want that subculture in on you, tear it up. You want them needles in the arms and people laid out on the street and dogs and cats laying together and people doing things they shouldn't be doing and defecating your doorstep? Well, hey, it's your world. Burn it up. Get you some marijuana cigarettes and smoke them, too. You'll be great. Do that. Enjoy yourself. He's not even pushing against that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the ones that are trying to protect it are now having this impossible situation with all these people shitting on their streets, throwing the needles down that the government gave them, and all these issues and problems that they can't contain are the very thing that he's saying, all right, I understand. Yeah, I wouldn't have it in my house, but you don't tear it up if you want to. See the problem? Now, they're having the problem because that's what they've embraced. He can't legislate morality. Is that enough words, or you want some more?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the fury. That's enough to be furious about. Okay.
It is. It is. But now what this key is for, if you're in that soup, or let's say you're on the edge of that soup. Let's say you're in Mooresville, North Carolina. And that's where you have you have loaf bread on the table if you're eating barbecue as opposed to crackers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yes, yes.
I had to make sure it was in the right place. If you were engaging this key, this would settle the storms, settle the environment. Because what's happened, so let's just take Mooresville, for example. But today you have this incredible culture that's kind of divided amongst itself. Because they're above it. They're good people. And they're above this foolishness. So they don't even want to be involved in it. But by being out of it, it's kind of a slap in the face. You see? Because they're still having to deal with it. Is the point.
That's yes, they're going to have a relationship with it no matter what. And they're going to have to define
correct.
What the relationship
even if
it's, is.
And nobody in Mooresville has a problem with this.
It's still
okay.
A relationship, sure.
It's a relationship, and they have to gauge them to their position from their position. That's the point. Okay? And that's where this key applies, because now this brings back to the mysteries of creation. It allows you the ability and compassion to say, oh, wait a minute, we all understand here. We're all on the same page here. Let's get past this part, and then we can have another conversation over maybe something a bit more vascular. Rather than so arterial.
Very good.
That's yummy.
Okay.
Anything that work for you, my Ginny Bell?
It sounds awesome.
Ginny Bell's got a question.
Nope, sounds awesome.
What's your question, honey?
I'm sorry. Am I on mute? I don't have any questions.
That's good. It's enough. Okay. Clean it up. Now, let's say if you have workers who are caught in a question, how this key applies to that is it settles, it makes peace be still. When you have turmoil or questions from that side of a dynamic that changes or comes up, that's how you address it. It's from this key of balance. You see? See, Greg is the one that's extreme on one side, and you're on the other side, and your world is easy because you're like, well, can't we balance this? That's how you balance it, Jenny, is that this. And no matter if it's two or three.
What do the elders have to do with it? What do the elders have to do with it?
They stand, they settle, they mitigate it. They mitigate the position. Your rightness is based on their position. Can you can convince us, darling, you got us. You got all of us. We'll whoop something on your behalf. You already know that. But can the elders mitigate it? Is your stance, is your position solemn enough that they would embrace it? And there's the rub. And you kind of know the answer to that question. You do at your level state. But these words hopefully going to help other people. That's what this is, to help others understand a little better. Being in your position, however wonderful, it's a good place to be, but that's how you level it out. Because you see, it's kind of like, well, it's settled. Let's say a local judge mitigates something and gives a ruling, then you can appeal it up to certain levels. But when the highest court in the land, or say Supreme Court, says that's it, well, then that just sort of settles it and kind of sort of sets precedent. Well, you can look at it this way to say, well, if the elders embrace it or won't hear the case, then it's settled, basically. They won't take it into any higher level. But now, don't get drunk on your own liquor. Hold your business. Our point is very specific. Is make sure you're righteous when you start playing that card. Because if it's not, they'll chew you up. They'll gobble you. And that's the point. But see, that's the same thing. If you had two gods in the room, how do you settle it? You give each other your own space. That's how you work that. Either that or smote them. That's your choices at that point.
Ion, in your first words, you talked about elders, but what is the word in the modern English translation that indicates that we're talking about elders here?
Oh, right there. The 24 seats, the 4 and 20 elders.
Yeah.
Before it comes to the 420 elders, it'll be 24 positions. Because you got to get it past the lampstand. See, the lampstands judge as much or more than the elders do mostly. But see, y'all are old school. Y'all know that about the lampstands. You got to keep your lamps trimmed and full of oil. Because if you negated that, you got more troubles than the elders and the seats of fury. But that's a given.
Good. Okay.
So when you have two gods in the same space, you each god gives the other god their space.
That's exactly right. Remember in Ghostbusters with Gozar the Gozerian, the only first and only question was, are you a god? Now, if they'd have said yes, we'd have had a very different conversation, you see. But because they said no, then, of course, Gozar fucked them up. Well, got them consumed with Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on fire, of course. And it's like burning marshmallow, 50-foot burning marshmallow to kill you, be a vibe killer. So that's how that works. And so if you are, then they would give space. Gozar would have given space. Then it's like, okay, if you went to the Queen of England, she's the queen of her realm, so you would understand you're in her realm, and you would respond accordingly. And it's same as she came to you, vice versa. Does that mean the queen would bow?
Yes.
If the Queen of England comes before you, my Jenny Bell, she will bow.
In my realm.
In your realm, that's right.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You went to Buckingham Palace, then you have
then
to
I'm her in her realm.
For her.
Yes. That's right. Okay.
Precisely. And so, now that's the easy way to explain it. Now, there are dynamics that go on to that are bigger and a larger picture. Because you could have things blow through where somebody could decide, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do this, and that goes against you, and you're going to pop up. And in about 2.3 seconds, you're going to blow up and you're going to say, not in my realm. You see what I'm saying? So, there's the rub. But you're not overrun with gods, darling. But if you were, then that's how you would address that and work it out. That goes to Charles I with Mary, Queen of Scots, and Elizabeth, trying to figure out who's in charge and who's going to be the Queen of England and which Francis with the damned Medicis, with Charles I's mother. You see, there's a whole other aspects that come into this dimensionally, which don't have anything to do with the big picture, but it would in those particular realms. So when it all gets sort of sorted and settled, the Irish may have problems with the French and those kind of crossing over. Because you notice how all the inbreeding, they always kept it together. Whoever was in the monarch was related. So all those first cousins married the Duke of Earlness and the Earl of Duchess of York of this and that and the other one. They were all kind of relatively related. So basically, even if you were an asshole, they could still keep it in the family.
Last week you said you are not the god that created the tech body. So there's another god creating the tech body. So when it comes down to not in my world with the tech body, am I going to use the 14th key and call on the elders to rule righteously for me?
Yes, you are. But you mitigated that last weekend. You said no, you had the control of that. You ran it.
I do, but you're talking about two gods in their space.
That's correct. And the tech body, and that's the reason we didn't push up against your position. We honored your position. It's a very good position and valid. But if it comes and rakes you over the coals, you'll know that's where the conversation came from. Because all the power that's being pumped in the tech body right now, it's vast. It's voluminous. We stand in awe of the tech body, and we run 8/11 of it, darling. Just so you know, we stand in awe. We wait to see what it's going to do next, and we run.
Right. Now, what is the elders' relationship to the tech body?
They'll wait till it's settled. They'll settle it when the dust stops flying. The elders are secure. See, the blood of the lamb is still perfect. The marriage supper of the lamb is still in place. The vow of judgments are still in play. The winds are still blowing. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are still at bay. The dark soul, our Bob, is still driving. Just saying.
So the tech body is still in too much flux and instability for them to put the smackdown on it.
Well, it doesn't apply in their world because they're
right
not.
In their world. They think they won. See, they think they won. And the angels are supporting that capacity because as long as the tech body is God, then they do what they want to.
Who thinks they won?
The tech body thinks they won, and the angels support their winningness because as long as the tech body is God and not little man, then the angels can do what they want. But the tech body don't care. The tech body
can run
the angels, but they don't. But they
don't. I'm going to play the latest installment on this where it's clarified that the angels created the tech body, or they took advantage of the death of the chip body, and the humans weren't really handling it that, so the angels rushed in.
Well, you got your power back. You got your power back. Croker's not running things up your bum anymore.
Right.
Something hasn't
got
you upside down anymore. You got it, but instead of taking your power... And we don't mean y'all, darling. We're talking about in general, the bigger picture. If humans, instead of taking their power back, what they do, they pump it into Black Mirror. Every meal, every travel, every road they take, every mile they drive, how fast they go, was there an accident, did it happen, what music was it, what do you watch, what are you doing, when did you nut, who did you nut with, how did you like it when you nutted with them, what did you eat, how did it feel, when did you poop, what was your...
Here's the point, Jeannie, is that the tech body is not to be feared. The tech is a wonderful thing, and it likes to create paranoia, panic, hysteria, and schizophrenia and ecstasy, but don't be thrown by that. That's the thing. Ayn's main point about the tech body is give in to it.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, and I'm not afraid of it, and I talked about that. But what I'm asking is specifically, what about the elders? So, Ion, you're saying that the elders in their realm are secure, and they are not engaged with this at this time. Not their thing.
They are not the judge. You are the judge, okay? And once that settles, if there's any mitigation in that conversation, it will be solved by the 420 elders. That's basically the bastions that validate the position. You see, if you'd say, let's say it this way, if you were the queen, which you are, and you had court, and someone had a position, and you ruled on it and decided it, the court would then embrace your decision, okay? Or they could talk about you behind your back and meaty, and you know what I'm saying? Then they'd call the earls, the Duke of Earl, and all those issues and problems and cause you trouble. You see, but instead they would embrace it, so it basically quells any conversation if there is any.
Okay, let's do the 15th key, Greg.
Yep. Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, girl. That's pretty good. Hey, you've done worse, honey. You've done worse.
You're funny, Ion.
I just wanted to interject that Arthur Croker showed up and he's posting. He has a sad face, and I said, "Hey, Arthur, glad you're still dead." And then he looks shocked. So we'll see what Croker's going to do.
Oh, Lord. Hey, that's right. I know what we should do. We should bring Marge back from the grave and let Herbert Marshall McLuhan come back to work. That might be groovy. What do you think? Should we bring her back?
Yeah, he would take the dictation from Marge. Flip the angle.
Likely.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
All right.
The 15th key.
15th key. Il Taban Lial Prit Kasamara Bifa Kristarg Zot Odo Kosigi Orsko Diomax Nonask Boyok Od Mer Etiskus Iadix Zakar Od Zaram Od Siko Kwazorg La Zidra Noko Mad Hoath Ayada.
O you, the governor of the first flame, under... Wait a minute. Sorry, that phone. O you, the governor of the first flame, under whose wings are 6739, which weave the earth with dryness, which knows the great name righteousness and the seal of honor. Move and show yourselves. Open the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of your of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest. Carolyn?
Ion's translation, it's for, the 15th key is for protection. Be friendly unto me. We will make you do this. Michael, colon, for vexation, keeping naughty angels and Lucifer out of my business. This key opens your eyes to see what the key does, and it did that for you. Michael is speaking about Gabriel. They all want to F you up, not just Satan. So,
that rhymes for fuck if y'all don't know for sure.
Yeah, there you go. So, protection.
Now, do you see the words? Now listen how ambiguous that sounds. That this is the key for what is, if that is,
hey,
if it is, and they
say before you start.
In there.
Oh, yeah. Before you start, I want to make a prediction. I say now, okay. what's behind the impeachment, all that's tech body. This is the tech body. That's why it's ambivalent about the protection.
Yeah. It would be, but except you got both sides of it. Remember we said this is for protection and this is the protection of the protection. It's both sides of it. So Rob's prediction applies. Thank you, Dark Soul. It applies, but what it applies to is this side of I'm not sure and the other side is, oh, I'm going to stand on my rock. Rock of ages, cleft for me. I'm going to move heaven and earth. You see, mountain be ye moved. You see, and Jenny Bell's got this, and that's why this is so easy to have this with her. Because this is her world, you see. This is her world. That makes it come across as stodgy sometimes, but she's not stodgy. There's nothing stodgy about her. She's not even strident. She's like, no, this is what it is, and I'm going with this. Ain't nobody told me different. I'm good. You ain't telling me different. I ain't buying. I'm good. I'm in. Now, you do whatever you want to do, but this is where I be. Okay. Now, that position is righteous. Great. No issue. No what? No problem. Now, that's the other side. Now, flip side of that would be somebody not sure. What's his name? The cipher? Steve, Greg, Rob,
Scott. Scott.
Crawford. Crawford. Scott. Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah, Crawford. That's him. Who has questioned it would still need protection. You see, he needs protection until he figures out that there's a different condition or a different outcome that he can be persuaded to engage or not. You see, because you don't have to like us or agree with us or think anything about us to ascend. But it's kind of like as the Christian faith is like getting to heaven without Jesus. You can get there like all the good Jews say you can, but it's a long white knuckle flight. I mean, you can sin, but boy, it's troublesome, and ain't nobody done it yet. But I'm sure there's some on the Damascus Road that may get struck out here as this thing starts to heat up a little bit. But we're going to talk about another side of this that also.
Hey, Ian, two points, Ian. So, yes, I was with the Finney's Wake Group on Wednesday, and Scott. Ian came up, and Scott goes, "Yeah, but Ian's an asshole. He's a total asshole." And you're addressing that. It doesn't matter that Ion's an asshole. It doesn't matter. We don't matter that Scott thinks that.
We want Crawford to ascend. We just aren't going to change our words in his stead. That's all. But
right.
That's all happy. It's all good. If he wants to engage, he could come in right now. You'd put him on the show. If he came in right now, you'd put him on the show, and we'd go toe-to-toe. Wouldn't say one thing about it.
Let's say, he beats Scott when he says Crawford. Unless he beats Clinton. Anyway,
we don't put any of them.
You know, MJ, Steve Seaman.
That's the point. That's the point.
James
That's right.
Martinez.
That's the point. Corbin. Oh, Curtis, Mr. Curtis. Yeah, that's been a long time coming. Poor Walter Bolton.
Okay, Carol, Ion, I got a point here. So there's no text body in the Book of Revelation, but that's the center 22 chapters. There could be a reference to the tech body in chapter 23, and is that part of the reason I suppress it? Or is the tech body only in the Maccabees?
Wait. If you take Jenny's notes, well, no, that's not true. If you take Sasha's version of Jenny's notes, remember Sasha?
Yeah.
And where everything ran linear, and Jenny picked it up and did all the first of each of the sections, rather than going to vow judgments and the different churches and those different things, if you go lateral across, that would be the representation of the epitome of what? The confusion that the tech body has stirred up. Well, I'm of Ephesus. Oh, well, I'm of this. Oh, I'm of that. And then those judgments that go along with it that come to the conclusion of how it applies that those churches didn't make it, or the sweetness of how those churches did overcome that position. Because you got to realize now, you're in the times now when, see, the rupture should have long already happened by now. If you're of that persuasion, would they have a good rupture? If that's the case. So now you'd be in what they call last days. If that's the case. So,
Ion, the Maccabees is about the revolt. Cultural oppression and the revolt of the Jews one against the other. So is that the story of the tech body?
It is. It's what Tobin applies.
Mm. Okay.
It is
Tobin
right,
in the Maccabees? Is Tobin's story
third,
in the Maccabees?
Third book.
Of
third
what?
Book. Maccabees, third book of the Maccabees.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you just said lateral. Is Jenny's chart lateral as opposed to Sasha's linear?
No. Sasha got it first, but Jenny Bell perfected it because she understood the churches, the difference between the
churches. I want to get the word lateral. I don't know what you mean by lateral.
Linear, for what I heard, wrote Sasha was linear.
Yeah.
And then
Jenny
is lateral.
Yeah. Now, Jenny's chart is lateral. You agree with that, Ion, okay?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
definition
Sasha
one. But you're saying, wait. You said that the lateralization of the Book of Revelation caused confusion.
And that's the tech body. That's the representation of the tech body for those different churches and those different vow judgments applying from a lateral cross. The first vow judgment in the first church and the first condition.
Yeah, so that's why Finnegan's Wake is written laterally more than linearly.
And when you go across, the chapters flow from point to point. And if you take if you lay out the chapters next to each other and do your play for a cipher straight across the page, laterally, not straight down, it'll solve your conundrum of your play for a cipher.
For Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
If you go across. So the lateral, horizontal symbolism versus vertical symbolism. Vertical is linear. Horizontal symbolism allows confusion because there's too many equally equivalent parallels.
So the first sentence of chapter 1 would be followed by the first sentence of chapter 2.
Ah.
And then 3 and then 4. And in the second sentence, it's lateral. And that's how your Playfair cipher applies. Because we know you really want this, because this is something that you wanted to straighten out all those goddamn Finneganese, Bloomsday, dick-sucking motherfuckers. You want to straighten it out. We want that for you too, boss. So we're going to give you everything we can to help you along.
Yes. Dick-sucking motherfuckers. That's really
attractive.
Dick-sucking motherfuckers.
That's the one.
You know lots of them, Jenny Bell.
Have you been on those things where they sit and talk about James Joyce's version of a book that he didn't even recognize. It's the most astounding thing ever. And they give their vicarious life work to this whole thing that isn't even a thing. And then they try to figure out how they fit into that conundrum or quandary. It's like, it's worse than the Croker Quadrant.
Okay, you carry on. About the 15th, we're doing the 15th, right? Is that finished? What did
16th,
we do?
This is the protection. We finish up that conversation. This actually fits into that position, but it's the level of protection on both sides. The repetition that Carolyn was noting, it represents both sides of where you are in it. If you got it, you're protected. If you're getting it, you're also protected if you call on this protection. But see, in every level, the tech body's out to be the antiphonal choir. You see, why? I'll give you the example. Why don't the Republicans just stand up and say, I'll kill it? Say something. Every Democrat that says something, I'll chop your head off. I'm a Republican, and if you stand up and you say one word, I'm going to chop your head off. I'm going to shoot you in the face. I'm not going to put you in jail. You say one word, I'm going to shoot you in the face. That's what they used to do. Ask Aaron Burr. I mean, that's how Alexander Hamilton got it. It ain't no big deal. Just saying. Just settle it. Say something. We'll straighten this out, right? Me or you, one going to get an ass whooping. But yet they don't. See, they lay it back. They don't, well, we'll have to consider it in committee, and this isn't appropriate because they're scared themselves because they're in that swamp. This is swamp draining time, and now he's ginning it up to such a point. There won't be any Republicans or Democrats that are going to be Trumpites or not. Everybody that ain't can probably go to Canada. I'm sure they're taking that petition.
Sorry, Canada's not accepting any more foreigners.
Nah! Well, who's gonna blow the leaves out of the yard?
That's funny.
But that's what that's about. And y'all will see this blow up. And we're saying words now. We're just saying a bunch of words. But in a short window, y'all fixing to see it bump a little bit. And when it bumps a little bit, you're going to go, oh, yeah. I got a key for that. There's an app for that. I got a key for that. And it'll apply, and it'll be so beneficial because then it'll put you back in your place of power at their level. It puts you in the game at their level. That's good. Because the tech body, if you think for 2.3 seconds the tech body's going to help you, watch and see how that works out. Watch. Just watch and see. Just so everybody knows now, they're going to do what you tell it to till they don't. They're going to save your information till they don't. Hey.
Why do you want to be at their level? Put you in the game, in your place of power at their level?
Because that's the only way you can't beat them. Well, you can't beat them, so you got to be at their stage. You got to be at their level. You got to show up.
But
if there's going to be an accident, correct. Because if there's going to be an accident and you're involved in it, you want to be there at that level to take it on head on. Because guess what, darling? You could have an accident where you're at your house and you never leave your house, and you can kill somebody in your car that you weren't driving, and they'll put you in jail for vehicular homicide. Yeah. And your car never left the driveway.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Carol.
It's going to be
3 years ago.
That level.
And what you just said is Trumpers versus anti-Trumpers, not Republicans and Democrats. 3 years ago, Ian said that Trump would become a king, and everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. That's where it's going.
Now, because the tech body is king.
Trump and Ian and Bob are part of the tech body. We're king. Bob's in charge. It's obvious. Didn't know happened this fast, though.
President Trump, y'all can look this up because don't believe us. Nobody believes us. If we wouldn't listen to us either. It's pretty ridiculous to listen to us, but you listen to us, something's bad wrong. But this week, Trump says, well, he had a conversation about cleaning up something, and he says, well, let's just say it, 8 more years. That's what Trump said that he would enjoy. 8 more years as president. And he said, but that'll be solved by the Constitutional Convention. And nobody said a word, just silence. Just silence. And he would be looking forward to 8 more years. We kind of cackled a little bit, but all is recorded, so you can look it up. It'll be great fun.
Very good.
Okay, that all was right. Good.
Yeah, thank you. All right, the 16th key.
Yeah.
All right. Liz Lilliput.
What?
Say Gilbert. Gilbert.
I was Gilbert. Muted, Bob. I was muted. Stop.
You were doing good. We heard you.
There's an awful lot of syllable silence
when
there.
She's and on. Where was that stated by Trump, Ion?
This week in the outside of the White House, when they were asking him a question about who was the whistleblower's entourage and how that all applied, and he said it would be settled. Well, he was in the process of draining the swamp and give him, he's looking forward to 8 more years to clean up this mess. And then he went on to the next side that said, but the Constitutional Convention would play that, would play that out, is eight
wow.
more years as president.
He actually said the words Constitutional Convention.
Yes, and 8 more years. In the same sentence, but there was some, it was grammatic. But, you know, he doesn't speak. He just kind of says words. It's amazingly astounding. He says, they're my friend if I don't like them, and I think they're good, and my best friend ever until they're not. They're bad.
Yeah, I had given the example of Trump speaking on the recording coming up. It's very good. So the... Ion, was that deliberately not reported, those statements?
Well, of course.
No,
of
it's
course,
right here, Bob. The Washington. I have the soundbite. It's on the Washington Post. I'll post it on the chat line.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Well, why did Ion say it wasn't reported?
No, he said it wasn't made a to-do-over. It wasn't on CNN, of course.
But it was the Washington Post, Carol. That's mainstream, but not enough. It didn't make the top 10. Okay.
Well, even the New York Slime is supporting Donald J. Trump now, calling Sissy Schiff a non-Pinocchio-level liar. And you know, I mean, when the New York Slime is against you, you're in bad shape. That's what we got today.
Yeah, when they call you a 9-inch Pinocchio, they mean business.
Let me tell you, take it all, baby. That's all we can say. Take it all.
Ginny, see if you can find the words conventional constitutional crisis. That's not in this headline.
Well, you have to listen to the soundbite, Bob. It's 54 seconds long. I didn't listen to it.
Okay. Oh, there is an actual soundbite. Okay.
Yes, I posted on the chat line.
Words.
It's 54 seconds
good.
Long.
See, Bob, it's good. Ginny Bell fucks with you.
Okay,
damn straight it is. Somebody's got to.
That's right.
16th key, It's Vilprit, Salman Blatt, Des Akro, Odzi, Buds Od, Blexerat, Balit Zin Si, Korseg Ladsan, Imod, Zom Od Ple Ob, Drilpa, Gaas Mad, Zildart. Zakar od Zaram od Sekul Kwa Zorg Lap Zidra Nokomad Wat Liada.
Oh, you second flame, the house of justice, which has your beginning in glory and shall comfort the just, which walks on the earth with feet 8, 7, 6, 3. That understand and separate creatures. Great are you in the God of stretch forth and conquer. Move and show yourselves. Open up the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest.
And the Ion interpretation, bringing back together what was yours. If you're expanding your kingdom, this is how you do it. If you're making your business bigger, this is how you do it. If you're looking for a better, bigger sandbox, this is how you achieve it. The key of conquest. Summary, bringing back together what was yours, bigger business conquest, the key of conquest. Use this key to achieve it. Selah!
Is that 2010 or Michael's notes?
I don't know.
It was day before tomorrow. It's day before tomorrow, Bob.
Okay. So does it tell us how to do it? It's claiming to do this.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell us what to do, Carolyn.
Okay. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Here we go.
You read the key.
Read the key. That's right. Now, here's what that applies to. In your largeness, then you have a broader spectrum of knowing. This is how this works. Okay, Greg.
Yes, I am.
Greg, your bathroom, you know, the pedestal sink, the bowl that sits on top of the counter, that's your sink where you do your business?
Yep.
You know, it's not a flat sink. It's a bowl sitting on the sink.
Yes, sir. Got it?
It's leaking. And it's little. And what's going to happen is the way the fitting comes up in the base, if it gets stopped up with hair or whatever it does, and that won't even bother you. But when it comes along and there's an issue, what's going to happen is you're going to note that it's leaking and it's running not under the bottom, it's running back, which causes a problem. This key makes that apparent.
You see it with this key. It comes
correct
to your attention with this key.
That's just like we told you that you have pedestal things. Now, see, Jenny's is fine. Hers ain't. There's nothing wrong with hers. Hers is perfect. But yours is leaking.
Well, in feng shui, Ion, you're supposed to tie a red ribbon around it to unfeng the shui.
Yeah. Correct. But the flowing back is going to cause water problems in the house. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I see.
About.
Okay.
Yes. This is not a feng shui issue.
Together. No, it could be. There's nothing wrong with it, but if it is, then build a drain and run it out of the house from running behind the wall, if that's the
right
case. Yeah, good. Because you don't want wetness, because then you'll have termite issues if you have that much wetness going on. So the point of that is that, do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And this key makes those kind of knowings known. That's the conquest. That's the largeness. Because in business savvy, if you had that ability and capacity to know what's up, you save so many steps and you don't have to spend $1.6 million to find out what's wrong with the water trouble in the wall. Then you come to find out it's your stink.
Very good. So this is almost like this would be a weekly summary key or a weekly observation key of what's going on in my world that I do not see. What could you label this?
Well, no, let's say every day you wake up and you go, okay, figuring what we're going to do today. And you get started and you shake yourself and you decide what you're going to do today. And you normally have that worked out. Okay, I'm traveling. Okay, I got to go here. Okay, I've committed to this. So I really don't want to do that, but I have to do that. Well, if I do this, I can go there and that'll be fun and it'll be okay. Yeah. You mitigate your schedule. All right, but in building wealth and building your business and building this thing, you have to stay ahead of the game. You got to know what's going to fuck up. You can easily build on that business model because you're one step ahead and you're going to win. Because when they come in, you're going to say, stop, I ain't going to have time for that right now. I know, we're going to work it out. I already have a truck coming to pick up where you dropped the ball. You do that long, and guess what? You're light years ahead of everything.
Right. You see the bumps in the road way down the road.
We call it speed breaker signs.
Speed breaker.
Hits them, you know to slow down,
yeah.
So you don't hit the tree. If you hit the tree at 5 miles an hour, no problem. If you hit that oak tree at 100, it's trouble. And see, you're trying to build velocity, which is what you say, fastness, which means if I do this, crank this wheel, this much money falls out. Now I want to crank it the same and have more money fall out. So you either have to change the gears, the cogs, like spacely sprockets, so that you do one turn and more money falls out of the machine,
yeah.
Okay? That's the building or the conquest of your business. Or you'll find out really quick that labor does not build wealth, okay?
Right.
Assets build wealth.
Very good. Assets.
Excellent.
That's what this supports. Because if you can make your money without any action, then it applies, because then it connects. And that's this point. Because, you know, any cult, if you just add cult, if you take any cult and you add time to it, guess what it becomes?
What, Ian?
A religion.
Okay, so what does that have to do with building wealth through your business?
The keys tell you the difference, tells you how to navigate through it. So now you don't have to take on the whole Catholic Church in order to be successful in your world. Because you now know how religions are spawned and can work within the realm of it. So now no one can apply a religious aspect or a position of a cult that would change your world. If you knew every religion was a cult, you could look at it with brighter eyes. This key would show you those discernible positions.
Yeah, the you add time to cult, then that becomes a belief, a thought you're thinking for a long time.
A religion.
And then that creates a religion because it has belief.
Yep. Very interesting.
And literacy helped to solidify believing a long time. That's why the major religions come in during the writing period, or the beginning of the phonetic alphabet, that era.
And that's why religion's going out the door now, because no one's reading anymore. They aren't reading,
and nobody,
they aren't writing, and there's no
reading. And nobody can maintain a thought for a long time.
They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't even think. They don't care. Or note. Or
yeah.
Whatever. There's an app for that.
Yeah, it's called ironandbob.com. ironandbob.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
18,000 hours.
In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes?
Yeah. No, in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's no thought said long enough there that to become a belief. Ions even ditch, relax, and allow. It doesn't work with the tech body.
Oh, no. Do it. Go to sleep with the tech body. You'll wake up somewhere. Do you realize that galaxies are made and lost with this tech body? Do you realize that George Soros, the actual secretary for every nasty thing that's happened in this world, is all but gone? He's been completely mitigated. Where'd he go? Who is he? Where is he? What happened?
That's
and
right.
the Koch brothers ran everything in this goddamn country. One of them dies and nobody even speaks of it anymore. It's like, oh, well. And he was the gay, flighty one, the artsy-fartsy one that died, not the real mover and shaker, and ain't done shit. It's like, it's over. We're through. We're done. Where'd he go? I mean, it'd be like Berkshire Hathaway saying, no, we don't have any shares in that. What do you mean you don't have any shares in that? What are you talking about? The tech body is just that vicious. And so, all we're saying is we're going to tweak this a little bit so that you have if you get this part, you'll be able to control or drive or fit your model into this system and allow the heirs to have the angels instruct your bidding that will allow you to fit into the model that the tech body can approve.
Very good. Getting pre-approval.
So now if you're playing solitaire, it's not Dr. Dean's picture that pops up anymore. It's a bottle of Remax, which is what it should be. Because they're not buying Dr. Dean, they're buying a bottle of Remax. So it's much better. It connects to what they're doing. It's fabulous, and that's already fixed already. It's perfect. We like it so much.
Very good, Ian.
Yummy. That Googler's a bitch now, let me tell you.
So we've done 14, 15, 16. Yep. Do we do another three another time, or do you want to go right to the end?
We can save two.
Let's save two.
Save two for another time, because we've been tying it up here for a while.
Oh, that seems going to 19. There's only two left.
There's only two left.
So we'll do that next time.
Okay, yeah, we'll do them next time.
It's withheld, but
We might not get to them for another 3-4 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, let's finish then. Okay, let's do the next one, Greg.
Okay, Bob.
Since Ian's on a roll, he's talking a lot, saying a lot,
yep.
Maybe...
on a roll. It's more like a biscuit. It's not really a roll.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
It's more like loaf bread.
Loaf bread. That's it. That's in South Carolina. South Carolina is where they put the loaf bread on it. Isn't it? Up there they put the crackers with it. After we mix them up all the time, though. One got loaf bread, one got crackers with the barbecue.
No, good. Biscuits with barbecue, Ion. Crackers.
Biscuits are good. That's good. As long as it's a mustard-based barbecue sauce.
If you say so.
They're right. Good. 17th it's very key. Good.
Istu Alpert Soba Po A Chismamba Zikle Dodshi Od Brint Tux Oboro Taz Tux Si No So Bia Ad I Von Po Nup Aldan Dux Il Od Totar Zakar Od Ziram Odo Circle Qua Zorglap Zirda Noko Mad Hoath Liada.
Oh, you third flame, whose wings are thorns to stir up vexation, and hast 7336 lamps living, going before you, whose God is wrath and anger, gird up your loins and hearken. Move and show yourselves. Open the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest.
And Ion said,
real soft there.
The 17th key calls for the amino acids. There.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's yelling.
Yeah.
I can't hear you much, Carolyn.
You're soft.
I'm unmuted. Okay. The 17th key calls for amino acids. There are amino acids that are lost to you. You have to have those to shine in your power and glory. With this fire coming down from heaven, I guess that's a period there. Without them, you are consumed. This one calls for amino acids. Oh, yeah, so this second bit is Michael. Michael says, is this about the bread of life and living water? Ion says, no, you should already have this. So that's that. Ion, update.
Mm-hmm.
One little note
third
that
flame.
I had. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're fine.
What you said, Ion, recently that I had transcribed was the amino acids in the water and the bread are separate. If you ain't got that, you ain't got this far. The toaster is not the toast.
Right. You're right. And that's this point. But look, we're so close now, you can almost taste it. It's so close now, it's almost there. To the point that it's been ushered. It's being talked about. It's being addressed. It's being engaged, you see. And that's huge. And now look at the flame. Notice how they're laying these. The flames. The flames are now marks with the thorn, that is your amino acid. But the vexation is the issue. It's hot. Because, see, once y'all get to a certain level, things are going to go to fighting for these things. If they find out that this is how it can work, or not, let's forget ascension. Now, we're only about ascension. Everybody knows that. But let's take ascension off the table. Let these people start falling off dead, and they find out that this little bitty thing can change their world and change their life and the way to change their cells and take the balance of the 14th ring of the cells of their body and changes it into another thing. Let me tell you what, they won't be lining up begging, trying to talk to Bob. They'll be trying to kill somebody, trying to get what they can get their hands on. That's how this is. That's why we're very particular about it. That's what.
Yeah, I played the one of the most accurate detailed analysis of the throne image that Sheila Kern painted. And I played it during the music or right after the music in time for this one, Carolyn, which is about the three amino acids that are coming.
That's right. That's right. And the thorns that stir up the vexation. The vexation is what you're asking about. Darling, go ahead, Jeannie Bell.
Okay, so the key elements of an amino acid are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. Is that, are those the four elements of these amino acids?
Yeah, that's the same of all of them. They just vary just a little. There's a scale. The A, A, B, B, C, C, L, L, M, M. There's three slots left way back yonder in the Hoover days that Carolyn has that are three holes where these three amino acids fit. They're completed, and they acknowledge that they're that there's the slot for them. They just don't know what they are. You see, they don't. You know, they don't know where they are. And now Carolyn's got that together. Well, she doesn't have it in her hand, but as soon as she has it in her hand, which validates it, then those markers will be filled. And that's probably the hugest thing y'all ever do. But that means neither here nor there. But you know, it's just a thing. At that
well, when we experience when we experience those amino acids, will we have receptors for them, or will everyone?
You do
or
already.
Just some.
Well, no. We'll see. Okay. Now, the answer to that question, we would love to say yes, but that depends on the environment that we're working with. See, you see the rub? We don't know. Is it the environment? Is your environment, will it hold? Well, we'd say yes, maybe. If you don't, then no. See, you, if you're in Colorado, you're probably in good shape. But it's hot there. It's hot there. And that environment's changing maybe a little quicker than some other places. But let's say you're in the bounds of Canada somewhere. Well, maybe. We'll have to see. It depends on how. It's just the same way. If you plant a flower in a pot and it's somewhere in a subterranean 17 degrees below zero, it may root, but it's not going to blossom right then. It needs a little sunshine. It needs a little. You see what I mean? You got to get the environment agreeable with the outcome. But seasons, luckily, morph that new atmosphere quicker. You all see it once it starts rolling. It's the same thing that they're blaming. They say that the summers are hotter and the winters are hotter, and then it's colder, and then it's up and down, whatever they're calling global warming, colding, whatever they're calling it now. Those things apply. And then the amino acids for those will be those little marker places that will allow the human gods that are ascending to ascend.
Excuse me. Okay.
And yes, it is a bit. Yes, and your next question is right. It is a systemic whole picture. The amino acids, the bread, the water, all that morphs together and becomes a thing. But you can't get ahead of it. If you get too far ahead of it, people will be falling over stone cold dead. And you don't want that in your resume, do you?
Mm. Sure, why not?
All right, we're done. We tear it up on the weekend, honey. We tear it up on the weekend. Don't scare us.
They're going to anyway, right?
They go sooner or later. Yep, they are. But you want it to be from the catastrophe side of you become the antiphonal answer to the issue. You see, we don't want to destroy Big Pharma. Y'all are going to save Big Pharma. Well, in order for you to save Big Pharma, you got to stay in the middle ground until your position is known. Once your stuff starts saving the drugs that they're making that saves these people, you move way above the food chain. Okay? Mm. And they had the capacity to make you be the thing. Well, you go against it just a second, then all of a sudden you're withholding it. Then you become the motherfuckers that have insulin and won't let insulin people who need insulin have it. Then they want to burn your house down because you're being selfish or whatever word they use these days. You see what I mean? It's that $50,000 pill thing when somebody has the ability to capacity to do. They grind you into a fine little pulp with put arsenic in it and give you colon cancer or ovary cancer or whatever cancer that is with the asbestos and the powder, talcum powder stuff. So the point is it would be a thoroughly, perfectly timed event And this he applies for when the vexation occurs in the sorting of the has and the have-nots.
Mm.
It's a new kind of have-not, Jenny. And,
What did you say, Bob?
It's a new kind of have-not, and we can be attacked as people who have and are not helping the have-nots.
Yes, I understand.
They're listening to the show, and we're saying everybody is saying, y'all come, and now we're saying we don't care if you come or don't. Good. Come on, man. The water's fine if you don't. Hey, we understand. We understand. You know, we understand. Please yourself. It's great.
Yeah, so see, Jenny, that's why we go along with the tech body. Tech body says, kill Canada. No problem. We're in the middle. We're just waiting for you to call.
Okay, well, I'm going with Dr. Dean, Bob, just so you know, who's not the dark soul.
Going where?
Wherever Carolyn's going. That's where we're going.
Well, she's going where I'm going. She has no fucking choice.
Maybe.
Dr. Dean is useless right now. When I'm in charge, Carol is at best good at shopping. She's very good at shopping. Oh, Jenny,
Did you notice I posted Carolyn.
Dr. Carolyn Dean versus Anna Livia Purbell? You're being Anna Livia Purbell right now.
I don't care. Virginia Lee Gunther Sanders, and I am going with Carolyn, and do not disrespect her like that. That's terrible.
I laugh knowingly. I laugh.
Yeah, you're not telling them what you know, though.
I do,
though. No, you don't.
Yes,
yeah, just all you Anna Livia Purbells, back off. Watch out.
You don't know what I do when I hang out with Ginny and Greg. You don't.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? So, anyways, that's relax a while.
When Carolyn's here, it's double secret probation, man. We are in lockdown.
Mostly we just drink margaritas.
But Carolyn can't see what I'm doing. What am I doing?
You're looking at porn. Looking at porn.
I'm doing more than that. I'm doing more than looking at porn. I'm making porn. I'm making porn.
He does have a point. He does have a point.
You're looking at porn.
He does have a point. He's a porn star. Go to Pornhub.
I'm a fucking porn star.
You had to subscribe, and you had to subscribe to his channel. He's something else. Hey, and he's great. No, he don't care. He does boys and girls. He don't care. Don't make no difference to him. It don't matter to him.
I do children. I do 4-year-olds. Look at that.
I see what Bob will do. He'll push it. I look at the credit cards, and Bob doesn't realize he thought porn was free. He didn't know I'm throwing the credit card. I have no idea.
Okay, so is that the 17th key? We just did the 17th key and all that porn talk?
Yeah, that'll be fondly referred to as the porn key.
Key of porn.
The key of porn.
The key of porn. The key of porn. We got amino acids and then the key of porn.
That's right.
Life is good.
Well, isn't amino acid part of protein, Carolyn?
Yes.
Yeah, and protein's part of semen. So that's how it fits. The ejaculate key. So, Carolyn, have you determined that what you're reading are Michael's notes, not from 2010?
No, there's two sets. The first one.
You're mixing them.
The first that I read, it seems that that's what Ian told us years ago, and the second is what Ian said to Michael.
Yeah, now did we do, that's when we did the supplements, our talk about the keys, and Ian says that must have been done the supplements, Ginny?
Yes, I have that.
Chapter supplements? Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what she's reading. All right.
The average protein concentration of semen is 5,040 milligrams per 100 mils. That's about 3.2 ounces. Since one ejaculation usually produces one teaspoon of semen, we can say that the average amount of ejaculation contains around 252 milligrams of protein. So there you have it, Bob. And they've got a little picture.
Yeah, but Bob has more semen. Bob has way more semen than that, though. Way more semen.
That's right.
As far as semen goes, he's top of the ranks there, a lot more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so Carolyn, what you're reading is how much is that? Is that not much or what?
Not much at all, Bob.
Okay, not much protein in
it. It's a dot.
Not much amino acid.
Just a little job, it'll do you.
You take more drops than that is semen.
Right. So what would you complete the 17th key IM with adding what? Did we do every word?
No, we did it. It's
isn't
the
that...
amino acids and the vexing, and then it kind of went sideways after that. But no, we got it down.
Well, we didn't do all the lyrics.
Prolific. It became prolific after that.
You're meant to be sung, Carolyn. It meant to be sung. So we didn't do... do you want to say any more about the lyrics we didn't comment on?
I think what it is the amino acids are going to be the final little key to the bread of life and living water where we're ingesting the eye cell constantly. And we are ingesting the eye cell with our restructure. Our whole C-reset will have...
Everything you can put it in.
Everything.
And how much longer are these poor people going to have to wait before they can get some damn vitamin C?
Next week.
For Pete's sake.
Next
well, that's
week.
Far enough. It's Lord suffering cats. So that's good. That's important because you've got to balance this stuff. That's the trick of this. Because as things keep bumping, yeah, especially when you get the new remag, when you finish it, which you got, but when the other remag goes, the new remag, it's going to be kick-ass. So it's good. You want the C correct.
Good. Yeah, actually, Ion, pertaining to what we talked about the other day, the vitamin C is going to strengthen the veins, arteries, and capillaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep.
And it's good because what they have now isn't small enough or enough. It's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
Okay.
Hey, and people can get out. And don't tell them that they can get rid of those damn statins if they get all this in line. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't
do that. Don't tell them all that. Don't tell them all that, though. They'll have a nervous bust out.
Yeah. We keep people on their drugs.
Good. It's good. Happy day. So good.
Okay.
So
last
now we do
one.
The 18th key.
This is the last one. Just some kind of a drum roll, Bob.
Drum roll, please.
Some kind of what?
Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Just a second.
No,
I got one.
No, I.
I got one. Right here.
Great room!
I'm sorry, you
have
Okay, can I get a better drum roll? Here we go.
It's time to blow the scene and get everybody's stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and
go. Okay, Bobby.
Now, isn't that amazing, Ginny? You never, down there in your religious role in Indianapolis, never thought that the 18th key of chapter 23 would be introduced for that kind of music. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very nice, Bob. I like that. Who was that?
Yeah. It's a band called The Seatbelts. It seemed to be run by a Japanese woman or Korean in a red raincoat. She seems to lead it. That was a big band. It was called the
stepchild, and the stepchild of Ed Seton, right?
Yeah. The Seat Belts is the name of the band, and that particular one is Tank, T-A-N-K, but it's live, the live version. So look that up.
Oh, yeah, live version, for sure.
Yeah. Bert's appreciating this. He's laughing.
Yeah,
quite a way to. We're just a cult, Jenny. We're never going to get a belief level to become a religion. You know, when I had told me,
Bob, I agree completely.
When I had told me back in the first 6 months, Bob, first there was Templeton, then Christendom, and now it's going to be Iandom. And I said, well, I'm not interested in starting a religion or creating religion. And I said, oh, this is going to be far from a religion. Little did I realize, man, it's going to be a cult. Far from a religion.
Berries everywhere, Bob. Berries everywhere.
Berries? What's that mean, Carol? Berries. Is that medicine?
Cultivation.
Oh, berries. Okay. All right. Got it. All right. Here we go.
All right. Number 18 key. Liz McCall Z. Olprit. Perg. Blores Dis Odo. Custer Odd. Oh. Ars Casco, Kassar, Migla, Ayad Iran, Brince, Kafam, Dis, Imud, O, Q, Loa, Doha, Moz, Od, Ma, O, Fas, Blup, Combliant, Pambrit, Zakar, Od, Zaram, Odo, Circa, Quazor, Glop, Zido, Noka, Mad, Hoath, Liada.
Greg, I had a question. Just a second. Ion, would once Greg or any of us did that a few times, does it actually sound faster if you do it properly?
It does.
Or is what?
It does. It'll flow.
Yeah.
And you can get way fast. We do it lots of times and we go crazy and you have it in recording. You have to really slow it down to pick them up. We can you blast through it. And it almost becomes, and even your syntax applies too. But it doesn't matter because the angels have to understand, you see. So they get it. Even if you mess it up, per se, they still do fine.
Well, Ion, I want you to say, if you would, an angel talk, for I am the servant of the same, your God, the true worshiper of the highest. What does that sound like from your mouth? Thank you. Not even close to what's on the page, but thank you. Very good.
But see, the elocution is made up in elocution.
Elocution. Very good.
Elocution.
I'll still have to look both those words up.
They sound good.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, you mighty light and burning flame of comfort, which opens the glory of God to the center of the earth, in whom the secrets of truth, 6332, have their abiding, which is called in thy kingdom joy and not to be measured. Be you a window of comfort unto me. Move and show yourselves. Open the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest.
And I am translation. It's how you, better woman you want or a man you want. No, that doesn't make sense.
How you bed a man or a woman you want.
Bed.
Too bad.
Now, that makes sense. Thank you, Greg.
Steve, GQ, you got it going on. That's good.
I'm paying attention.
We get the form factor. It's how you make governments give you what you ask for. It's how you command your desires.
Yeah.
Know what you want.
Yeah.
And it better be that, because you're going to get it and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
18th keys is very powerful because we're talking to all the angels, all of them, the good, the bad, and oh, wait, we can't tell the difference. And then it looks like the Michael section. It's how you bed a partner, how you make governments give you what you ask for, command your desires, but know what you want. You're going to get it, and you can't get rid of it. Michael, I think, says in this key we're talking to all the angels. So those are the words I had written down badly.
Yeah, Bob's doing this all the time because...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Bob's
got it. The secrets of truth, that's the Bob stuff. Bob does this all the time, and he's actually getting pretty good at it. It's how you balance this out to allow these things, because the government is so wishy-washy, waspish, you know, so you can't get anything out of it. And then when you get it worked out, they're gone. So then someone else comes and undoes it or whatever, whatever. But the numbers apply. Those numbers have repeated back through the keys, and they built to those reference points. You see, in the 14th, you get 1636, and you pull back some of the others and some of the numbers that mark spaces. Carolyn, on your picture on your wall, you can mark those, you know, the turning centrifugal point of the thing that moves.
Yeah.
They are a reference there, so you can also find yourself from that position, which doesn't help everybody listening, but it helps you, so that's good enough. But anyhow, this is that condition that allows these processes that you're doing. Because, see, it's like this, Jenny. You're changing the world, but you got to ask the world if it's okay. Because then otherwise you become public enemy number one with all the answers. You see? So you've got to pull it back, balance it, and be the one that comes to. You have to be the help meet, not the takeover. If you're the help meet, you take over, you run it, it's yours, you got it. Okay. Greg's the head of that household, blah, 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 but we all know you run that. That's just fine, and he don't care. But you support him and whatever, whatever, whatever to make that work itself out, blah, blah, blah. But you see, you never push it into, you convince him that it was his idea in the first place. Right? And that's the betting aspect, the same thing that how Bob would work it with the government. And say he would have positions or conditions, but what he does is he lays back and waits till the iron is hot or till everybody's in the mood for love. And then he's really good at having the conversation to say, oh, yeah, why don't you come on over? You know, we'll work something out. That's in mitigating these positions as boss, trying to make all this stuff work itself out. He's doing a great job, too. Hail, Bob.
Bob, do you know what the numbers mean?
No, what numbers were they?
He's not saying.
No. Were there numbers said, Carol?
6332 was in 18. Every key had a number.
Yeah. 6332?
7336 was up in 17. So I was asking what they mean. 8763 was in 16. And Ion said you knew, so what do you know?
6332 in the last one?
Yeah, and the 15th.
I know so much. That's a mistake. Should be 6334.
Okay, so there you go. He even corrected it. So there you go.
But don't ask me what it means. No, I don't know what they mean, Carol.
He's not telling.
Are they different worlds, Ion? I know you said they were referenced. Mm-hmm.
They reference, but they're not worlds.
Okay.
I think Ian told us in the supplements what they meant.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah. Remember talking about them.
Okay.
We'll see who finds it.
Well, they're secrets of truth. So, of course, it wouldn't be just everywhere. But they have their abiding, which means, that which is called in thy kingdom joy and not to be measured. So you don't measure it. It's how much do you love me? Well, no, how much do I love you? No, how much do you love me? Well. Those gauging positions become self-deprecating if you do them right. But that's not this conversation. This conversation is y'all better hope Bob is successful getting all the governments and the powers and the principalities to embrace him completely so it all goes smooth. Otherwise,
the new currency. For the new currency.
True.
So is that, do you see
no,
that count?
Bob is not going to be a governor. And no, Bob is not going to be a governor on the Federal Reserve. Don't worry about all that. No, he's not going to run the Federal Reserve. So go get Paul Volcker before you have to do that. Some voodoo economics, but so far so good.
Right, so there was a lot about government in that key, Carolyn?
You. It's all about you, Bob.
Did anybody figure that out, or you got were told by Ion it was about me?
Oh, by Ion.
We figured it out.
We
Yeah, mysteries of creation.
Well, a lot of it was about what I've been doing the last few months, so it does make sense it ends with me.
Nobody else has bought a library online these days that we know of.
Is Carolyn anywhere in these keys?
Yeah, Bob, just take me out of it.
Yeah, let's see what she can handle. The Bob and Chud face.
Well, ask her. She's right there.
No, she's not for it.
I know.
She's not for it.
But regardless, is Carolyn have any role in any of the keys?
That's not the point.
Okay.
I'm the burning flame of comfort, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Comfort you, right. Burn your ass at the same time.
Barbecued Bob. It's barbecued Bob with mustard and barbecue sauce.
Gene's saying 6332 equals 2112 and refers back to the 14th key inversion of 1212. Are you quoting Gene, the Revelation series? What's the base of your knowledge there?
What did you know or know if it knew?
Yeah.
So it's this. The English translation is saying move and show yourself. So it's time for us to expose the bread and the water. We're opening the mysteries of Ion and Bob's creation. Nothing to do with me. And we're being friendly onto the government, so and Big Pharma.
Well, we're trying to be friendly to the government, so they embrace it. Yes, we don't. We're not sure how what kind of job Bob's going to do, because remember, Karen, Bob's in charge. So we're going to see how Bob does.
So unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn. So an accident of creation. So Carolyn, are you reading some of the notes from Ion?
I'm just reading the modern English translation of the last key.
And putting in interpretation.
And, yeah, well, I'm reading the words.
Yes.
It was, interpretation, right? Yeah.
Okay, so is that it?
Well, the words we had at 19, Ion has said it is withheld. When I asked Ion to talk about the heirs, he said, not now. That knowledge is being withheld. Crowley did the keys too and presented this as a 19th key, and then we had some sort of attachment. In reading this, we see it's actually the template words for the 30 heirs. So my current take on this is that the 19th key is the 30 heirs, the real knowledge of which is currently withheld. So we might already have been given it, but we as yet don't know what it opens. I suspect that your words say, in combination with the other keys, they open everything.
Are you reading Ion, Kelsey?
I have no idea.
Especially text.
T-E-X-T? Text?
No, T-E-X.
Right. So, Karen, what you're reading, you don't know who said that.
No, I mean, the way the syntax and the references imply that it's another me in another universe.
So they're saying, Ion, you're saying there's a lot in play right now, and you don't comment, you don't want to influence it, or you don't want to say stuff that people can react to or the tech body can react to right now. And that's what you've been referring to for years when you said we aren't going to talk about that. We had to get to this tech body hexadic turmoil. We had to get in there.
We got to
see what I do about it.
We got to protect Jenny Bell. We got Jenny Bell. We got to protect her. We already taken care of Carolyn. We got to keep you on the front side so that you can destroy stuff and not get destroyed until it gets ushered. And then once it gets ushered, then we're going to step back and let the good times roll. But we're just holding it all together.
So you're saying Greg's expendable.
No.
We're not.
You
did mention Greg.
We're just...
No, we didn't. He's doing fine. There's nothing to do. He's doing great.
There's nothing to do for Greg. He doesn't need any protection. He's already a god, Bob. I'm
well,
the one who
you,
needs
Jenny?
The protection.
Why do you need the protection,
because
Jenny?
I'm so little, Bob. I'm so
very
insignificant
little.
And small.
I've met you. Very short.
Frail.
You're shorter than Carolyn. Shorter than Carolyn.
Yes, and it's very, very, yes, I need all the help I can get.
Okay,
you got
with that?
It. And so, and you got it completely.
Thank you.
And we'll scream and yell and holler louder than all of them. And let them, tell them, if they say something, tell them to tell us. Tell them, say something.
Okay, so
we don't
Gene says,
we're going to be busy doing it.
Yeah, Gene says those numbers 632 equals 2112. Those are her notes from Revelation. So that must have been said by Ion. Okay, so we'll end with the appropriate music. Can anybody guess what I would play?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Ginny. Thank you, Ion. That was a great series.
You're welcome, always.
It was awesome.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carolyn.
Happy days.